Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The young children
really did good, didn't they? I've seen that play a few times done in different ways, but this was really quite, what we say, it brought out the story really nice. It's good. It's important to plant the seed early in life, because as the seed is planted early, it grows into a beautiful tree with many wonderful fruits. And what is those fruits? Those fruits are our love for Krishna, our devotion to God. We, in this world, people are always interested in stories and actions about people in general, important people, and about events in this world that make up political, social, and entertainment world. Everyone wants to hear about the activities of important people, great people, or even people in general. And especially when it comes in the form of a particular story or a message, it becomes even more interesting. But in this world, we find that these stories and activities of ordinary people don't really touch the heart. They might stimulate the mind a little bit, and they don't really give us any lasting benefit. But the stories and pastimes of the Lord are actually the foundation of awakening our attraction for Krishna, our devotion to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he came to bring the Sankirtan movement to the world. In every age, Krishna comes in order to bring about a spiritual revolution in the hearts and minds of the people in general. Because spirituality is life. It is our, what we say, it's our constitutional position. We live in a world of mundane matter, of change, of stress, anxiety, and hard struggle for happiness and achievements in this world. And this goes on as what we call normal life. But actually, there's another world, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. In that other world is a place that is beyond this world, where the Lord performs his eternal pastimes with his loving associates in transcendental happiness and in full knowledge. And it's our birthright to have the opportunity to work towards regaining that position in the spiritual world. Because that's where we come from. We have nothing to do with this world, although we appear like we do, because we have a body. But the body is a dress. It's a covering for the soul. The soul is simply the person who lives within the body. And we want to awaken our spiritual awareness, our spiritual nature, our connection with Krishna. So these pastimes and stories actually take us to some degree into those realms of reality. Although they appear in this world, but when the Lord appears in this world, he brings the spiritual world with him. He brings his associates who come with him from the spiritual world. And he performs activities for the benefit of those in the material world to awaken their spiritual life once again. So Lord Chaitanya's main program was Harinam Sankirtan, to gather his associates and to perform Sankirtan. And this Sankirtan, what is it? The word Sankirtan is an interesting word. If we actually break down the word and its meaning, we find that there's two very, what we say, important translations to the word Sankirtan. San means together in the Sanskrit language. It means together, and Kirtan means to glorify the Lord. So to come together to glorify the Lord is what is in the definition of Sankirtan. And in this age, it remains the foundation of all spiritual practices. Because the Lord has given this particular method of spiritual practice total focus and emphasis. Some may think it's just dancing or singing or jumping around or having a lot of fun. But actually, according to Scripture, it's the highest form of spiritual practice that one can engage in. It looks like something that children do, right? Or something that is like a part of a social atmosphere rather than a serious spiritual practice. Why would people who renounce the world and who take up, you know, the mood of detachment engage in jumping and singing and dancing and hollering, you know? Why would they do things like that? But actually, Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna's himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahianya. The word Nahianya means together Radha and Krishna have become Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna, that same Radha and Krishna that we see standing on the altar, has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show the world what is the means for self-realization in this age, to come together and sing the glories of the Lord in great happiness and ecstasy. And this is the means for self-realization in this age. So the word Sankirtan has another meaning too. Kirtan remains the same. Kirtan means glorification. But San also means complete. It means together, but it also means complete. So the actual translation is, the definition is, there's no more complete way to glorify the Lord than to come together and perform Sankirtan. No more complete way. And the thing is, everyone's included. In many ages, in order to perform spiritual practices, one had to be somewhat qualified by birth, by learning, by ability to perform austerities. There were some qualifications. But in this age, Sankirtan drops down all the qualifications and makes it, what we say, to use a simple word, easy. Lord Chaitanya is tricking everyone. In the form of recreation, he's brought the highest form of meditation. It's amazing, huh? It's amazing. Sometimes we look at it and say, I'll never do that. What are these people jumping around for? Better things to get serious, right? You know. But actually, try to meditate in this age. And what do you meditate? You usually fall asleep, right? What happens? You meditate. Or you meditate on a candle. If you meditate on a candle, your realization is you become a candle. Or you emerge. Whatever you meditate on, you become, right? Sankirtan is a form of meditation too, but it's meditating on Krishna's name. So when we exuberantly, with great enthusiasm, chant and dance to the holy names of the Lord, we're actually meditating on Krishna in the form of sound. And the chanting and dancing, sometimes it looks like it's being done in a very mechanical way, but actually the holy name is carrying one in the chanting and dancing. As we absorb ourselves in that process, the holy name carries you. It actually takes you into deeper and deeper into the name itself. And it actually becomes a wonderful form of transcendental experience. And one becomes purified. It's like taking a... Sometimes when if you work hard someday, you come home from work and you're tired and you really worked hard, you take a nice, cool, refreshing shower. And then you feel like, you know, you're ready to go for a few more hours, right? It's refreshing. Well, we might compare... It's not a good comparison, but I'm just using an analogy to help give an understanding. And kirtan is like that. It refreshes our soul. It rejuvenates our mind. And awakens within us the presence of the Lord through the Sankirtan movement. It's very powerful, this Sankirtan. In fact, it was so powerful. We see this play. The ruling Muslim, Chan Kazi, he kept complete control over the Hindu population and didn't want them to engage in any kind of what we say public demonstration of religion. And the Brahmins, the smarter Brahmins, all were, who are Hindus themselves, they went along with the Chan Kazi and they did all their pujas and all their homas inside. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he broke through all that. He smashed the whole conception of the Hindu idea of worship, and he challenged any kind of, you know, any kind of stoppage to his program. What we saw was a little nice little nugget of that particular pastime. But that pastime is amazing. Because in the scriptures, there's one description of it, and it's got 800 verses describing this particular pastime, which is practically the size of a book. And when Lord Chaitanya took up the banner of the challenge of Kazi to perform Sankirtan, what happened was, he said, light torches and call everyone out of their homes and begin Sankirtan. And what happened was, millions of people came for this Harinam Sankirtan. Not just a few, but people came from everywhere. In fact, no one could count where the people came from. They were wondering, is it possible that this city has so many people? No, because they were coming from the higher planets just to engage in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. And he began the Sankirtan in the evening when it was dark. And they lit torches. And they lit so many torches that it seemed like it was daytime. It was daytime. And they marched in Kirtan on the house of the Chan Kazi. And they were chanting and dancing with great enthusiasm. As you described in the story, in the scriptures, that people were just coming out of their homes and wondering what's happening. And they were just pulled into the Sankirtan. And people forgot to close their houses. They forgot to do everything. They just left everything and joined the Sankirtan. And the thieves were thinking, wow, all the houses are empty. Now is a good time to steal. But when they got close to the Sankirtan, they became so involved with the Sankirtan, they forgot they were thieves. That's what it says. They forgot they were thieves. And they just joined the Sankirtan. Everyone was being swept up. And Lord Chaitanya was leading the dancing along with Lord Nityananda and Sri Advaita Acharya in the front. And Gadadhar and Srivas were dancing behind them, plus many of their eternal associates. And they were marching on the Chan Kazi house because Chan Kazi had committed a great offense. He smashed a mridanga. Now this mridanga is not a simple thing. Some people think, oh, it's a drum, right? It's not a drum. It's an incarnation of Balaram. Balaram is incarnated in the form of the mridanga drum to accompany Lord Chaitanya in this Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya was very, very, not only enthusiastic to perform chant, but he was upset with the Kazi. And they were chanting and dancing, and they were also chanting another mantra. There was another mantra. They were chanting, kill the Kazi. Millions of people were chanting, kill the Kazi and Hare Krishna simultaneously. They were so mad in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And at the same time, there was so much energy and so much enthusiasm. But at the same time, they were after the Kazi. And the Kazi really hid himself. And he was the leading power within that district of Nadia at the time. But when he heard that tumultuous sound, he sent all his guards to see what happened. And all these Muslims came out. And when they got near the Sankirtan and they saw it, their beards caught on fire. All their beards just caught on fire. And then they just ran. And they ran back to the Chan Kazi and told him what happened. And they couldn't even speak. They said, this is something from another world. It's not part of anything we've ever seen before. In fact, when we got there, our beards caught on fire. And then all of a sudden, what happened to us? It was in the play too. We started the chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And when we were trying to hold our tongues still to stop from chanting, but we couldn't because our tongues were so full of that energy that we couldn't stop chatting. So they were talking to the this Nimai Pant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this Nimai Pant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's coming in, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I couldn't talk. They were just absorbed in the sound of Krishna's holy name. So powerful. And a description of that Sankirtan. And when Lord and they didn't march for just a small bit, they were marching for miles. And finally they got to the house of the Chankasi. He was hiding because you saw in the play, Lord Nisringadev appeared to him in the dream the night before and said, "Ha ha, you broke my drum, huh? Okay, now I'm going to kill you and all the meat eaters." Huh? That's exactly what Lord Nisringadev said. And he was so terrified that when he heard the sound of the kirtan coming close, he just hid in his bed. He was hiding. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, he said, "Where's the Chankasi? I came to meet him." And Chankasi wouldn't come out. And when he came out, Lord Chaitanya said, "I'm your guest, and you don't come and greet your guest." And he said, "Well, you're not the ordinary kind of guest, you know. You got millions of followers, and they're chanting, 'Kill me.' I know it's not an ordinary way to approach my place." You know? So he was overwhelmed with fear. But the Lord was very, very merciful. Very, very merciful. And they sat down, as you saw from this play. And the Lord discussed, on the basis of Scripture, and on the basis of the Quran, he defeated them that in the Quran, it also forbids people to eat meat. He showed them on the basis of that Scripture. And he actually, this Chankasi surrendered to the Lord, and the Lord actually forgave him. And then as the Chankasi said in that play, he made a declaration that for all my generations, for whatever generations follow in my family dynasty line, should not disturb the Sankirtan movement. So in that same area, every year we go on this Harinam Sankirtan, we'd go to that exact same place where Lord Chaitanya met the Chankasi. There's a beautiful tree there too. It's a Champak tree. It's a tree that is the most amazing tree because it's a combination of two colors. It's white and it's black. And the white stands for Lord Chaitanya and the black stands for the Chankasi. Because the Lord actually showed so much affection to the Chankasi that he actually blessed him. And forgave him, and the Chankasi actually became, in one sense, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this tree symbolizes the love between the Lord and the Chankasi. This tree, and you go and you see that tree, it's amazing. People go there and they offer prayers. They put these little prayer ties on the tree. You've seen them, you tie a little thing on the tree and you make a prayer. The whole tree is full of these prayer ties. And it's a big tree. It's huge. And half of it's white and half of it's black. And that's the way it grew. It's not, this tree is not somebody's concoction. That's the way it's grew. And every year we go there and we perform this particular play with all the devotees. And it's a long way from where Lord Chaitanya came in Navadvip to this place. It's actually many, many miles. So that Sankirtan movement was huge, and there were millions and millions and millions, it says, countless amounts of people, devotees dancing and chanting in that Sankirtan movement. So this is Lord Chaitanya's movement in this age. I remember once I was preaching in Cincinnati, Ohio. You all know where that is? You've heard of that place, right? Cincinnati. Nati means not, right? And sin sin means sin. So, sin sin nati. There's no sin in. Right? Yes? Is that proper Hindi? Yeah. Sin sin nati. Anyway, Krishna has a sense of humor. So, we were preaching there. This was back in 1980. 1988 I was there. And we had a preaching center. And somehow we met one radio announcer. His name was Bill Cunningham. and he had a very popular show, 3 hours every morning from 9 a.m. to noon, which covered 38 states, and he had millions of people listening. So somehow or other, we came in contact with him, and he invited us to come on his show. Because he thought, you know, these Hare Krishnas are an interesting topic to display on my show. Never saw these people before. Should be an interesting discussion. So I came on one time, and he was asking me questions. I was answering his questions. So he liked this so much that he invited us back a second time. So this time, I came with some leading devotees from the New Vrindavan community. And it was about six or seven of us, and we came on. But the interesting thing is, when we came on this time, there had been a major, major drought in the middle of the United States. I don't know if you know your history of this country. In 1988, in the Midwest, there was a major drought. Jai Sisi Kishore Kishori Kija. Hare Krishna is giving us extra mercy. Okay. So it was a major, and it hadn't rained for 3 full months, and this was the middle of the summer. It was like May, June, and July, and the farmers in all that area, all their crops were burning up. It was a major, and it wasn't a drop of rain for 3 months. So we had come on that show at that time, and he was asking us questions. So, in the discussion, he said to us, "Can you guys make it rain?" Now, it hadn't rained in 3 months, and there was no rain in sight on the forecast. And I mean, it was an emergency. They were in many areas. They were bringing water in just to keep, you know, people's water supply. It was really an emergency. So, the leader of our devotees said, "Yeah, we can make it rain." He said, "You can do that?" We said, "Yes." He said, "You know, you're on the radio and there are millions of people listening to you right now. This covers 38 states. There's at least 50 million people listening to this radio show." It was a popular show. And we said, "Yeah, we can do that." He said, "How can you do that?" "Just by chanting Hare Krishna." He said, "Just by chanting Hare Krishna, you can get it to rain." We said, "Yeah." And I was a little concerned because, you know, this was our reputation on the line. So it was like, but the devotee who was with us, he said, "Yes, if everyone in Radio Land chants with us, then it'll rain. If everyone in Radio Land chants with us." So he said, "Okay." He got on the microphone. He said, "You hear that, folks? The Swami's going to make it rain, and we want you all to help. So you're going to have to follow them and chant the Hare Krishna jingle." Because it was a jingle. That's what they said it was. Anyway. So he got everybody psyched up, and we all got on there, and we chanted Hare Krishna for about 2 minutes. And he was saying, "Come on out there in Radio Land, chant with them, come on, we want to make it rain." So this went on for about 2 minutes. We chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then, that was 9:30 in the morning. At 11:30, from Dayton, Ohio, which is about 50 miles away, he gets a call from the weather truck that goes around giving weather reports. He said, "Hey, Bill, you know there's some clouds coming over?" And so that was the report. By 2 hours later, there was some clouds showing up. So then the show ended at noon and everybody left. At 2:30 that day, it's a major downpour. Major, and it rained for 3 solid days. And then Bill Cunningham, he was so excited. He went to the mayor of the city of Cincinnati and said, "You got to give the key to the city to the Hare Krishnas." So he called us back on the show and he made a public presentation. He presented us with the key to the city of Cincinnati. So for a Christian to make it rain, it's not such a big thing. But Krishna wanted everybody to chant Hare Krishna and have faith that in the holy name, you know, everything is there, because we don't use the holy name in order to bring about something material, such as rain or whatever. But we wanted to use that as a preaching opportunity to instill people's faith in the glories of the holy name. And Krishna responded. He responded by giving rain. Because actually it says that rain comes from yajna, right? It says that in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Anan bhavanti bhutani parjanya samasambhavam yajnai sambhavanti parjanya yajnai samasamudbhava. That rains are produced by yajna. And when performance of yajna, then when nature supplies. But when people don't perform yajna, or don't perform their actual pious and religious duties, then Mother Nature withholds. She brings about scarcity. She doesn't give, because she works on the direction of Krishna. And Krishna is not being worshipped, then there are so many calamities, there are so many problems. Just like nowadays, you see there's so many natural disasters all over the world. This is due to sinful activity. That's all it's due to. It's not that all of a sudden all these things are happening. This is due to sinful activities. And when people fail to perform yajna or devotional activities, then there are so many problems. So simply by performing a sankirtan yajna, it rained. It rained. But that's a side benefit. The real benefit is actually, you know, one actually comes in contact with Krishna through the sound of his name. And that's the real benefit. So Lord Chaitanya personally came to simply to deliver the simplest and most easiest form of spiritual practice. Just chant my name. Chant. We say, chant, chant, chant. And everybody says, can't. Can't. No time. Oh, no time. I got to read the newspaper. So I got to watch the TV and my computer's not working. Oh, chant. Chant. Okay, I'll chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's going to work? Yes, yeah. That's... Chanting. Chant. This is the means for self-realization in this age. Everything becomes auspicious. We actually bring in Krishna into our life in a very, very wonderful way. It's the sound of Krishna's name. It's easy, it's simple, but it's powerful. Why is it so simple? People are bewildered. It can't be so great if it's so... It's got to be more difficult to be actually be real, to have value, right? But actually, in this age, just the chant is difficult, right? Because people don't do it. There are too many things that people are doing, right? Got to go to work. Got to get the kids to school. Got to make money. Got to pay the bills. Got to go here. Got to go there. Got to go... Chant. All right, 5 minutes. 5 minutes for Krishna and 23 minutes and 55 minutes. 23 hours and 55 minutes for me. But tomorrow I'll give Krishna 10 minutes. No, chant. We have to chant the holy names. This will solve all your problems. Whatever problems you have in life, just chant. And that'll solve all your problems. Really. It sounds so easy. Maharaj is just giving us all these little jokes, just intended. No, Lord Chaitanya personally came just to teach this process. Krishna himself came to give the message that everything is there in the sound of Krishna's holy name. What is that verse? Kalaya Doshini De Rajan Asti Eko Mahagunaha Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Bhajat. Kalo Desh Dosha Nidhi. Dosha Nidhi. This material world is an ocean of faults. There's so many problems. You solve one problem and there's five more. And you solve those five and there's 25 more. Right? There's always more problems. Well, this is the big problem now. We got to get rid of the Arabs. That's the big problem, right? They're creating so many problems, right? So...
Now, what's the latest problem? This problem's gone, then we got another problem. This disease, that disease. This is problem, this kind of disease. It's just like the world is full of problems. Kaler dosha nidi, an ocean of faults. But, asti echo. Asti echo. Echo means one. Asti means asti echo. Maha gunaha. Maha means great and guna means boon. There's one great boon to solve all the problems. Kirtana eva krishnasya. Simply by performing Krishna kirtan, mukta sangha param vajat. One can purify their life and enter into the spiritual realm. In other words, one can find all satisfaction through the chanting of the holy names. We do it in the temple, but that's not the idea. Only to do it in your homes, do it in your workplaces, do it wherever you can do it. Just chant Hare Krishna. Come together with your friends, your family members, with your colleagues, chant Hare Krishna. It's not hard. And people like it. It's like on New Year's Eve. We go out sometimes on New Year's and we go downtown to some local place. And everybody's intoxicated, right? So the devotees are there with the drums and the cymbals and it's New Year's and everybody else is just, you know, they're falling all over the ground and they're acting like they're having a good time. But then they see the kirtan party and they join in. It happens every year. And they say, wow, you guys really know how to party. You guys really know how to party. This is the party. And then they're dancing, and you know, they're dancing a little different than we do, but still they're dancing. So this kirtan, it's attractive for everyone. The drunkards, anyone can chant and dance. Children, old people. It's not restrictive. There's no rules, there's no regulations, there's no requirements. Just chant, dance, and make your life happy. All right? Is that all right? Is that good? And guarantee you'll experience something wonderful the more we do it too. Because quantity brings about quality. Quantity produces quality. If we just do a little chanting, then it's nice. But the more we do it, actually the sweeter it gets. It gets better and sweeter and nicer. So make a good part of your day for Krishna. If you put Krishna first, guaranteed, you won't have any problems. Hardly any problems. We're trying to solve, you know, people go, solve this problem, that problem, this problem, this. If you just chant and dance and become Krishna conscious, all your problems are solved. They go away. If you bring in light, darkness goes. If you bring in knowledge, ignorance is gone. If you bring in the holy name of the Lord, problems go. So, but we won't do that. We just think, no, I got to figure out how to solve my problem. You will try solve your problem. You may even solve it, but then there's another one. Chant and dance, take Krishna prasadam, and be happy. This is the Lord Chaitanya's movement for this age, because this is a difficult age. Okay. Did you like the play? It was nice. The kids reminded us what we're supposed to be doing, chanting and dancing. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now the best part, Krishna Prasad. Thank you. Hare Krishna.